what is happening here and what is surprising is that the president has in fact taken a step that further cracks the party and gives impetus to the move by those who are opposed to him to actually take a step against him and to actually defy him. And I do not know why Mr. Tswangirai would have done that. I think he would have been better off finding ways or finding individuals who would certainly not be challenged by anybody who would help him unify the party behind him. It may therefore be that the president thought that he had to do this in order to deal with a much bigger problem than the opposition that will arise from his appointments.
Could the party be headed for yet another split?
I think it is possible that the party may split even further. There are some people already speculating that the move itself was designed to stop those who are appointed from splintering or from joining somebody else. So it may be that President Tswangirai has decided that a split by those who were opposed to the current appointments is better than the split, split if it had been carried out by those who have been appointed and those who are aligned to them. But I think that the impetus for a split is pretty high, and that there are movements on the ground indicating that some people are thinking about completely defying Morgan Tsvangirai, including those that have gone to court as we speak. There are certainly a lot of people on the ground working alongside Ms. Kupe who are willing to defy the president if need be.